time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. In last week's Field Notes, I mentioned Chinook winds, a phenomenon that arises from the warming of wind currents as they are pushed from higher to lower elevations. These Chinook winds have been responsible for some amazing weather statistics in eastern Montana. In Loma, Montana, in January 1972, the temperature climbed 103 degrees from a minus 54 to plus 49 degrees Fahrenheit in less than 24 hours. It surpassed the previous record set in Browning, Montana, a mere 100 degree temperature rise in 24 hours. Both of these records occurred in areas subject to the conflicting influences of cold Arctic air from the north and warmer Chinook winds from the west, coursing down from the Rocky Mountains. The chilly character of Arctic air masses is fairly easy to comprehend. Arctic winters are cold, so yes, it's reasonable to expect that the Arctic winds would be cold. But it's also cold up in the Rocky Mountains in the winter, especially at night. So why would warm air flow from these cold heights? A review of high school science will explain the dynamics. The gases that comprise our atmosphere have interesting properties, one of which is the relatively easy conversion of thermal energy or heat into kinetic energy, which is the energy contained in moving objects. To demonstrate this energy conversion, stick your hand in a pan of warm water. Once removed from the water, your hand begins to cool as it dries. Instead of staying on your hand, the water molecules are escaping in all directions with much more kinetic energy. But where did they get this energy? Basically, the water vapor converted the thermal energy from your body to their kinetic energy. Or in non-scientific terms, they suck the heat out of you to power their escape. There is a wonderful symmetry in the physical world. Just as gases absorb thermal energy as they increase kinetic energy, they give off thermal energy or heat as they lose kinetic energy. When gases, such as those in our atmosphere, are compressed into smaller spaces, they have less room to move about and thus give up kinetic energy, which is converted to heat. We can demonstrate that process also with a simple metal bike tire pump. Put your thumb over the outlet nozzle and compress the air in the pump tube. After a few seconds, release the air, then repeat the process a dozen times. The bottom of the pump tube nearest the pump hose will get warmer from the heat of the newly compressed air. Likewise, as gas molecules in our atmosphere flow over the mountains and drop to lower elevations, they are compressed by the increasing air pressure of the atmosphere above them. Although the atmospheric gases are initially quite cold, they have lots of kinetic energy that they will give up as heat. And so, if not exactly tropical, these Chinook winds are relatively warm compared to the Arctic winds that they may meet on the eastern Montana prairies. Eastern Montana ecosystems are shaped by extreme temperatures and by extreme changes of temperature. The plants and animals in these systems have long adapted to these extremes. They have learned not to be fooled by what seems to be the first sign of spring. It could be just a Chinook breeze. I'm Edward Monig for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about upcoming events and programs at the center, call 327-0405 or visit our website at montananaturalist.org.